You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Cottet. Our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, recently spoke with Ivy Smith. She's a young woman who's advocating for policy change to the foster care system here in Idaho. In particular, when you age out of the system at 18 years old, Smith herself was a foster child, and she shares her perspective with us right now.
I aged out back in November of 2016, and I entered the foster care system when I was 12 years old here in Boise.
So, and tell me when this is none of my business. Did that include time in different placements?
Absolutely. I was in about five different foster placements.
Wow.
One of which was with a biological parent in another state at one point or another for about 6 months before coming back to Boise and even staying in a group home here for almost 2 years, just a little over a year and a half. When I was 17, I actually graduated from high school. And so my last technical foster placement was actually in the dorms at BSU. And I had to fight in a courtroom for a little over 6 hours to be able to do that. It was the first time a judge had granted permission to do so.
So it's my understanding you're in the master's program for public administration at Boise State?
Absolutely. Yes. It's been fantastic.
So that's incredibly rare for someone who spent time in foster care. Sad to say, many foster kids don't make it to college.
You're absolutely right. It's really unfortunate, but the national statistics that we're seeing for foster youth who age out of the system is, you know, roughly about 50% will have their high school diploma by the time they're 18 or a GED. About 3% will go off to college. And of that, 1% will actually graduate.
Well, full disclosure, I need to put my cards on the table. I spent a good chunk of my adult life working for foster kids as a guardian ad litem in the court system and then as a care provider. So it's something I know a little bit about. Let's talk about House Bill 336, which passed last week through the Idaho House. And it's stunning, it was a unanimous vote by the Idaho House. And among other things, it would allow for extended care for young men and women who might otherwise age out of foster care. How would this work?
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. So we're looking at basically giving foster youth an opt-in program so that it's their choice if they would like to stay within the foster care system, but it would look a little different. They'd have to be eligible for this program, and eligibility is based off of the federal requirements. So we are going to be getting some federal funding through the Fostering Connections Act back in 2008. And so that's going to help fund this bill. But basically what it looks like is foster youth who, you know, turn 18, they want to go to college or a vocational or a technical program, or they can be working, you know, 80 hours a month, or they have to be in a job training program. And that's really important, especially because so many foster youth have such difficulties gaining employment even while they're in the foster care system, just due to constraints of transportation and time, and it has to be lots of red tape around that. So this is really important. And so as long as they meet that kind of eligibility, they're gonna be eligible to receive housing and food, scholarships and mental health support, all kinds of just different resources that wouldn't otherwise have been available to them. And will hopefully improve those statistics that we see of, you know, so many foster youth, the day they turn 18, become instantaneously homeless. One in four will be homeless when they age out of the system. Right. About 71% will be a female foster youth will become pregnant with by the time they're 21. I believe it's only 50% will have a form of employment within 2 years. And but I could go on for ages about all these statistics, but it's just showing that they're really not equipped for adulthood. And so that's what we're hoping to address with this bill.
You would think that this would be a no-brainer, but this was a long road, I have to assume.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, it's just that bureaucratic red tape where, you know, yeah. we go through so many different levels of government here. And then just beyond that, so many different agencies have a hand on this. But like you were saying, it was just incredible to see the unanimous vote in favor on the House floor of this bill. I think everyone can just see the value of where investing in foster youth is going to take us.
Can I also assume that the tipping point is putting a face and a voice to this?
I would say so.
I know that your story is pretty compelling.
Yeah, I guess I started down this path. This was my undergraduate capstone research project, was just looking at what happens to foster youth when they age out of the system. And obviously I found all of these troubling statistics, and I just was so compelled to do something about it. I couldn't just have this research in front of me and just do nothing with it. So I took it to the legislature back in, gosh, it'd been about a year ago now. And I spoke with Senator Abby Lee and a few other representatives and tried to get them on board. And the support was there, but it was so late in the session. They were like, we just can't do it this year, but let's try it again next year. And then I had tried to partner with the Department of Health and Welfare because I sit on the Idaho Foster Youth Advisory Board, which is a board that's comprised of current and former foster youth. And we help the department kind of construct new policies and guidelines for the department and then other policies within the legislature and the state. But that being said, it wasn't necessarily well received on that end. Initially, I do remember that it was not necessarily as it was came to a shock that it wasn't as well received as I initially hoped it would be. But luckily, in my partnership with another nonprofit in town, Idaho Voices for Children, just received overwhelming support, and they've been working with me and helping getting this along, and just so grateful to have this partnership with them and working with all the legislators. We now have 8 co-sponsors on this bill, and that's just incredible.
Yeah, it's amazing how many friends you can get with the unanimous vote. Tell me about you. Where are you with your master's?
I'm about a year in now. I graduated with my undergraduate from BSU in political science and environmental studies back in last May. And then I just kind of hopped right into the Master's of Public Administration program, and I've just been loving it. I love learning about policy, and I'm really grateful I'm getting to apply what I'm learning to my volunteering as well. And it's just very rewarding to see even just the process of this and hopefully it coming to fruition.
And that was Ivy Smith speaking with our Morning Edition host, George Prentiss. The foster care bill is expected to be considered by the Idaho Senate after the legislature reconvenes next week. I want to thank all of you for being a part of Idaho Matters today on this Monday. My producers are Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. Our theme music, it was written and produced by Boise musician Will Hall. I'm Gemma Gaudette. It is Monday, as I mentioned. I hope you have a great start to your week, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.